Our next story takes us to a high school in Thailand. Now, in many ways, it's a school like any other around the globe. The day starts with students singing the national anthem and reciting a patriotic pledge. But this school in northeast Thailand is unique in at least one respect. As the BBC's Jonathan Head tells us, it has a bathroom for girls, one for boys, and one for students who believe they're in between.
What the principal of the school explained to me was that the problem he had was that there's quite a large group of boys who consider themselves transgender. He said anything between 10 and 20% in any year, that's normal for him, and that they didn't feel comfortable using the boys' toilets. They felt they were teased in there, they were poked. So they'd all started trooping into the girls' toilet where they really wanted to go. But as they are still boys in boys' uniforms, the girls didn't feel comfortable with that either. And he said it was putting them off their studies. These are a good group of students normally, he said, and this just seemed the obvious solution. The ability for them to have their own area, their own facility, and lots of mirrors in which they can preen themselves is very welcome. And certainly the boys I spoke to regarded it as symbolically important, as a recognition of their status.
Lots of mirrors, you mean more mirrors than in the girls' room or the boys' room?
I wasn't sure I didn't count the mirrors, but they certainly spent a lot more time in front of them. But I think the key point for them was this idea that they'd had this kind of official recognition. One of the younger boys I met, his name was Triwat Pamani, told me this when I asked him about the toilet. He said, "I want people to know that we're transgender, we're not boys, and we don't want to use the boys' toilet." I also spoke to his friend Wee Chai, who's 15. Wee Chai said he was really grateful for what the principal had done because he said it shows that being transgender is not a joke. It's the way that they want to live their lives.
Jonathan, when they say that this is the way they want to live their lives, what is there that's different in Thailand from other places where you've been that would encourage this? I mean, you said there was a stigmatization, and that's why the principal decided that these kids needed a different toilet. But at the same time, clearly, culturally, there is something that removes a stigma that exists in other countries, including this one.
Yes, I don't think the stigma was particularly serious in the school. In fact, I think stigma may not even be quite what they experienced. It was simply a bit of ribbing in the toilet. It wasn't a big deal, and the principal didn't see making the toilet as a big deal. And I think that's what's so remarkable. And it does tell you how extraordinarily widely accepted or tolerated third gender, transgender men are. You encounter them pretty much every day. If I talk about my average day, there's a travel agent in my building here where one of the staff is a transsexual man. She's had a sex change operation. One of the taxis, I use one of the drivers, Nikki, she's a transsexual, and we forget that she was ever a man. We just think of her as a woman. The numbers are very, very high indeed. I did actually go and talk to a transgender activist, a woman called Sutarat Simsri Wong. She used to be a man and has become quite active in this, and asked her for her view about why there are so many men in Thailand who want to go the full stretch of having sex changes and becoming women.
Maybe the number of gay or number of sexual identity, this kind of people, might be the same. But because Thai society, Thai culture is really sweet, it's really soft, you know, most of the transgender are really feminine. So if we tend to be gay, we tend to be transgender.
We're talking, Jonathan, primarily about boys and men who are transgender. What about girls and women? Are there many there in Thailand? And has the school made accommodations for the girls there?
I did actually ask the principal that. He said, yeah, we've got quite tomboyish girls, toms as they refer to them here, but they don't have a problem using the girls' toilet. They don't seem to get as much ribbing. It is not as visible in Thailand. Having a female-to-male sex change is really difficult. It's much, much harder than the other way around. And there just seem to be fewer women who want to go that far. There's plenty of gay women in Thailand, and they are reasonably visible. But this issue about being transgender seems to be something that's far more common among men.
All right. Thank you very much for this story. Jonathan Head speaking to us from Bangkok, Thailand.
Thanks, Lisa.
We have a link to Jonathan's full report on transgender restrooms in Thailand. It's at theworld.org.